on a Monday. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Let's start with a visit with State Senator Rob Coles. He's a Republican from Green Bay, and he's represented the 2nd District since 1987, communities stretching from the Fox Valley to Shawano County. And he's authored or sponsored more than 30 bills this year. We'll take a look at a handful of them, starting with lead pipes in schools. The most recent state data is from 2016. There are more than 4,300 Wisconsin kids under age 6 who have elevated levels of lead. And earlier this year, a report gave our state an F grade for not preventing lead pipes in school drinking water. Are you concerned about lead pipes in your child's school or elsewhere in your community? How should lawmakers respond to lead pipes in schools? What do you want to have happen? What questions do you have for State Senator Rob Coles? 800-642-1234 is the number to join in. State Senator Coles, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning, Kate, and good morning to your listeners.
So this summer, you announced two bills that would require lead testing for drinking water at schools and other places where children congregate, like daycares, summer camps. Wisconsin has more than 2,000 public schools. Why is testing needed across the board?
Testing is needed because the data shows very clearly that lead affects on young kids, 6 and under. It's very deleterious. It's bad for any of us, but it's particularly bad for kids.
Have we seen enough problems or concerns in your district to warrant expanding tests statewide?
Well, we have not had people reach out to us directly, but since there is no required test and no data on how many schools have actually dealt with this and taken bad lead lines off, you know, if it hit the federal standard of 15 parts per billion, we don't have good data. We think that some schools have dealt with it, but I'm also fairly sure that a whole bunch of schools have not dealt with it. So this bill is heavily targeted, obviously, you know, daycares, grade schools, to protect those most vulnerable kids. If we can get this thing signed, I think parents will feel much better about sending their kids off, because this whole issue of lead has exploded in the public arena in recent years. Now, we passed a bill last session to allow municipalities to move forward if they pass an ordinance and get approved by the Public Service Commission, and 3 or 4 cities have already utilized that legislation. But now this bill would be more heavily targeted to really go after the most vulnerable.
Do you know how much this would cost to do testing straight across the board and take stock of what's going on in our state?
Well, we believe the tests are about $50 per test. It could be a little bit less. And the way the bill is drafted right now, if the, let's say, a water fountain showed that it was 15 parts per billion, which is a federal threshold that's recommended to not use it if it's that level, the legislation would say you could take that water fountain offline and you just have to show you're providing some water for the kids somewhere else. So it wouldn't require them to rebuild the way it's drafted right now each individual site. So if the fountains, bubblers in Wisconsin, are okay, those would continue, obviously, but the ones that are that 15 parts per billion, those would have to be taken offline. So we're working with the school boards association, school district administrators association, to make this happen. And I think it's very important to do this, because there's for sure that there are schools out there. Do we know exactly how many? No, we don't. But if we can get this into law, we'll find out exactly how many have actually dealt with it.
We're talking with State Senator Rob Coles from Green Bay about legislation he's had a hand in this year. Are you one of his constituents or another Wisconsin voter? What do you think about the state's response to lead pipes in schools or sexual assault evidence, Lyme disease, or government waste? What do you think about what lawmakers should be addressing right now? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. State Senator, in May, you introduced Senate Bill 212, which would waive annual admission fees to state parks for parents of school children enrolled in fourth grade. Why do you support this waiver, considering the DNR estimates it would cost $250,000 in lost revenue from park admissions?
Well, and we replace it with general purpose revenue. The federal government does this, Kate. It waives it for this grade, and in talking with parents that have kids at this age, and they felt that this would be a good way to incentivize young people to take an interest in our parks. You know, the parks are a special interest of mine. I love our state parks, and I go to several of them every month. And I want to see the kids of our state enjoy our state parks. And that's one of the reasons I'm so involved in protecting the water quality in state parks and getting the water infrastructure repaired. That was another bill that we've worked on. And we have a follow-up bill, again, this session. But getting our kids outside, it's good for them. You want them to have exercise. You want them to enjoy the outdoors. We have some 70 state parks.
And it's very similar to an assembly bill back in 2015. How have we seen this proposal come up before?
I don't recall that bill, Kate.
Okay. You also introduced a bill this year that would require Wisconsin's tax collection agency, the Revenue Department, to create a website showing how much taxes are collected and how that money is spent. Why do you think there is a need for this website?
Accountability. Now, I've been the chairman of the audit committee for a while, and we find all sorts of interesting things when we dig deep into individual programs and issues. But if an individual person wants to find out exactly how money is spent on different programs and they want to go online, and that's the world we're in right now, it's online, it's very difficult to access that information. So this would be discontinuing what I hope would be accountability in state government so people can find out how much is spent in some place and then ask questions why. Now, this bill is not moving at the moment. We're hoping that it does move, but it's just all part of transparency and accountability in state government.
How is this similar or different from Open Book Wisconsin, the website Governor Walker launched 5 years ago? Now that website has Governor Evers' signature on the front page. Does that website not provide enough detail?
That's right. It doesn't provide enough detail to actually make it accessible for people. And so we've looked at it and we've made the decision that it's just too hard to negotiate that website. So we need to do it a little bit better. Now, we've been working with the Department of Revenue on this. We think that they're okay with this, and I'm reasonably optimistic that this will happen eventually.
We're talking with State Senator Rob Coles. He's a Republican from Green Bay. Do you live in Green Bay, the Fox Valley, Shawano County, or another county that Senator Rob Coles represents? What questions do you have for him? What do you think about efforts to address Lyme disease from tick bites in our state? Should lawmakers take action? You have a line to Senator Coles at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll get back to this conversation, maybe hear from you in just a moment. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking with Republican State Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay. He's authored or sponsored more than 30 bills this year. We're talking about some of them with your insights along the way. 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about our state government or the legislature? Where would you like to see the state conducting more audits of state programs or spending? What do you think about efforts to address Lyme disease? join in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org, and Senator Coles stays with us. Let's go to the phones now with Patrick joining us from Richland Center. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, and very good show. Thank you for being on the air, Mr. Cole.
Good morning, Patrick.
Yes, can we expect any more legislation from the Republicans taking away local control, you know, particularly on water, like, you know, took away our local control regulating high-capacity wells and, you know, the water resource is one of our most precious, and some of you guys' votes in the past almost look like you thought the water was too clean. But are we going to be better on that?
I think the package of bills that should be coming relatively soon from the Speaker's task force, and some of them we've worked on separately and some of them we've worked on with different members of the task force, I'm pretty optimistic there's going to be 5 to 10 pieces of legislation, and none of these would, to the best of my knowledge, would be taking away any local control. It would be enhancing the state's effort to work on our clean water. You know, whether it's, you know, something on nitrates, you know, producer watershed grants that would affect farms, the parks bill, which I mentioned in the previous segment. There's going to be a whole bunch of water-related bills, but to the best of my knowledge, nothing that would take away local control.
Patrick, thanks for the call. Let's look at sexual assault kits for a moment and the Senate bill that would codify how the state stores evidence in sexual assault cases. Wisconsin currently holds rape kits for up to a decade. Just in case victims want to have that evidence to test for DNA. Another bill this year from your colleague, Senator Andre Jacques, proposes extending the storage limit to 50 years. What do you think of that proposal?
I have not really looked at that proposal. Right now we're just trying to get a hearing on the first proposal, which is very much bipartisan, to have, you know, better surveillance of where the kits are, how they're reported to the state, at every step of the process, so we don't lose track of a kit that could end up solving a crime. So hopefully that bill, which will put into law all sorts of requirements at every step of the way and put some money into it to make this thing work better, hopefully that bill gets moving, and it's possible the 10 years is not adequate, and through the public testimony we extend it, but at this point we're just trying to get a hearing on the concept. And we've been working with, you know, a bipartisan coalition of legislators and the Attorney General to make this happen. I think we've all seen where a rape kit that's going back a few years that suddenly been looked at, and it's helpful in solving a crime, and we want to make sure we can solve more crimes using the rape kits.
Well, let's move on to Lyme disease bills. You introduced a package of bills this year that's aimed at curbing Lyme disease from tick bites, and the DNR would take on a bigger role in addressing it. State parks and forests would be required to sell insect repellents. Why should the DNR have more of a role here in preventing Lyme disease?
Well, people when they're outdoors, there's a good chance that they may be walking in our state parks. So we need to show an example there. Some of the state parks are selling bug spray, but to the best of my knowledge, they're not putting posters up that educate people on what can happen if you don't take reasonable precautions, trying to avoid tick bites. So this package of bills is a reasonable response to what I've experienced in knowing a whole bunch of people that have been infected, some of whom have had some severe problems. So as somebody that loves our parks, I want to make sure that, you know, we're not overreacting here. We could take a reasonable response to avoid tick bites. But if we, you know, do some of these things, go on the web, create a website with more information about Lyme disease, what you can do to protect yourself, We also plan on a task force with the most knowledgeable people in the state that know about Lyme disease so they can report back to the legislature, and we'd also create a position over
an epidemiologist.
That's right. And I really think that the task force, if we can get this passed, we can get the best minds that know about this burgeoning problem across the state and report back to the legislature on what else should we do. Why am I involved in this? I've known a bunch of people, and it's if you don't catch it right away in the first few weeks, you can have some severe problems. We had a young man that came in front of the committee that I chair just last week, 13 years old. He's having trouble walking, diagnosed with Lyme disease. Now, hopefully he eventually recovers. But there's been a whole bunch of other people, and I'm not saying that everybody that gets Lyme disease has one of these afflictions, but a percentage of them are damaged, the neurological damage. So it's something to pay attention to. You can protect yourself with, clothing, brushing yourself off, just taking reasonable precautions to make sure you don't have a bite. And if you do feel that there's something wrong, the bullseye is usually an indication on your skin, or you're just not feeling well.
Take action.
You need to go out and there's an antibiotic called doxycycline that typically knocks it out in 10 days. But this whole issue of Lyme disease is not slowed down. We're getting about 3,000 plus episodes of people are diagnosed a year, and some of those people have been severely damaged. So it's something that's out there in the public arena that I want to talk about and hopefully make some progress on.
Get some legislation on. Yeah, we're talking with Republican State Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay. He's authored or sponsored dozens of bills this year. We're talking about some of them. What questions do you have? 800-642-1234. Still time for you to join in. State Senator Matt from Wausau emailed to say he's concerned about his vote. He thinks Wisconsin's ability to have fair representation has been manipulated by partisan gerrymandering. What is your take on the gerrymandering debate here in Wisconsin? Do you think the current voting laws are fair?
I really do think they are. I mean, I can tell you that the seat that I represent has been changed a couple of times. It's always made it harder. So I've not benefited. If there is something unfair, and I do not believe that there is, it certainly has not benefited me. It's made my district more sprawling and more difficult to reach. I like to meet people and network with them to the extent I can. So, the gerrymandering issue, it went to the Supreme Court, didn't make it. I really don't think nothing is going to happen in this legislature. Now, the next map that comes up after the next election, in any case, would have to be negotiated with Governor Evers and whoever's in the legislature at that time. So I don't see these seats changing a lot.
However, with the caveat, you've been in office since 1987. You're one of the state's Senate's longest-serving members. Your current term expires next year. Are you running for another 4 years in office?
Yes, I'm planning on giving it another go. I don't have any health issues. I still am quite engaged, more engaged than ever on a whole variety of issues, and I enjoy serving the people of this area.
Well, one thing, as we're short on time here, you co-chair the legislature's audit committee, which gets to review completed audits and decides new audits. The most recent one looked at the state veterans home at King. What did you learn from the audit and how we go about them?
Well, we learned lots of interesting things in the audit. And some of it's repetitive things that we might have known anyhow. But in the case of the King audit, there were problems with staffing. There were problems with maintenance. There were problems with following up with certain complaints. And I believe due to that audit, the legislature made changes. If it hadn't been for that audit, I'm not sure we would have kept the cash that had been diverted from the King home into other things. So that audit played a good role in keeping the cash in there and improving the staffing, improving the care for the people that are staying at King. That's just one example of many, many audits that have been done. And our audit bureau is just renowned. It gets awards every year, and it's an incredible resource. Without the audit bureau and the fiscal bureau and our other legislative service agencies, the state legislature would have chaos. But in particular, the audit bureau, which goes in and finds out where there are problems and helps us change those things, it's really great to work with those people.
State Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, very much. Thanks for calling.
Rob Coles is a Republican state senator from Green Bay representing the 2nd District. State Capitol Report continues in just a moment after this news update on the Ideas Network.